one subject, perhaps, for the Republicans. Surveys indicate Senator Kerry leads with Americans under the age of 30. One survey shows the Democratic presidential nominee ahead by a 2-to-1 margin. Potentially, it's a lot of voters. More than 20 million American adults are age 18 to 30. And more than 100 youth voting organizations are now trying to mobilize them. In today's Unger Report, our well-intentioned but often confused Brian Unger takes a look at the youth vote mobilizers.
When the boss, Bruce Springsteen, decides to break from his years of being nonpartisan and hit the road to mobilize young voters in his Vote for Change tour, it's a sign that this year, 18 to 30-year-olds are as important a voter bloc as ever. Springsteen will tour the swing states with the likes of the Dixie Chicks, Pearl Jam, REM, the Dave Matthews Band, James Taylor, and John Mellencamp. With a lineup like that, Bruce proves he's a true Democrat. He doesn't feel it's necessary to cater to black voters. Perhaps mobilizing the even younger black vote is the Hip Hop Summit Action Network, chaired by activist music executive and clothier Russell Simmons. Kwesi Mfume of the NAACP sits on that board, as does Sean P. Diddy Combs, who also has his own nonpartisan voting initiative called Citizen Change. But to reach beyond the appeal of hip-hop music, Simmons joined World Wrestling Entertainment Chairman Vince McMahon and his SmackDown Your Vote to register voters at hip-hop concerts and wrestling events. Not into hip-hop or wrestling? Perhaps you're more of the partisan punk voter type, or just a straight-up rock-the-voter, or choose or lose 20 million louder, or prefer the broader youth vote coalition, or the niche Republican Stand Up and Holla, which is a subunit of Viacom's subsidiary MTV Network's nonpartisan Choose or Lose. Whew. You know, it's hard being a young voter these days. It's enough choice to make a young person want to hold up in his room on November 2nd with an Xbox and a case of Pringles. Because none of the more than 100 youth voting organizations offers young people something that matters, like a chance to meet Lindsay Lohan and see for themselves whether she had that surgery, or download free music at the new cool touchscreen voting machines. Well, with a youth voter bureaucracy so spread out, their missions so diverse, perhaps it's time for a rock-the-vote czar. Someone who could be the Snoop Dogg of voting. One person who would consolidate youth voter groups, reduce the stovepiping, and text message young voters a unifying theme designed to drive them to the polls. That they someday will inherit a world filled with wonder and amazement at how small their paychecks are after taxes. And that, listeners young and old, is the Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.